We are on Daf Hey Amid Aleph. The Gemara is in the middle of explaining why there is such a halacha that lo yivel b'meitzoy Shabbos. The Bila Rishayne should not be meitzoy Shabbos. Bishleime b'erev Shabbos mishum chabure. Can understand there should be an issa that the Bila Rishayne should be Erev Shabbos by Absula because he's making a chabura. Ela b'meitzoy Shabbos amayloi. So we are in the middle of Daf Hayomed Aleph. The Gemara first wanted to say because since the minig was bismaneim that the night they made the first be'ile, they made a sude, but some of that was the gmar of the nisuin, so they made a sude on that occasion. So the Gemara first wanted to say, so maybe he'll be mechashiv mi ba'oid yoim, he'll be mechashiv in Shabbos, how many portions he might need. And this falls into the issa of v'daber dovo. So the Gemara asked on that, that's not true, because this is cheshboine shel mitzvah, which are mutter to make on Shabbos. It's a sudas mitzvah. Some emailim, the cheshbonis are permitted to be made on Shabbos. Elo Omar Rabbi Zeire Gzeire Shemo Yishchoit Ben Oif. That Chazal asked to make the Suda Meitzoy Shabbos, because since they'll have the pressure of making the Suda Meitzoy Shabbos, Mitoich that tilde in Shabbos, he might shechta ben oif b'Shabbos, letzoirech moitzoi Shabbos, sheyei torut. He'll be torut, knowing that he has to make a sude, v'yishkach shehu Shabbos, and he'll forget that it is Shabbos, and he'll shecht a ben oif in Shabbos, the tzayrech the suda of meitzoy Shabbos. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye asked Rab Zeire if there is such a chash. Elomiyato. Yoyim HaKippurim shechaliyois b'sheini b'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur is chal b'sheini b'Shabbos, so rishain b'Shabbos is Erev Yom HaKippurim, and there's a mitzvah laharbois besude. So since he has the pressure on him, he knows that tomorrow he has to make a sude, so he might come and shecht in Shabbos a ben oif, in order to be assured that he has this sude for the next day. He'll be torud, just like he say he's torud letzoyrech the mitzvah of the bila, the sude of the bila rishayin. He'll be torud on the sude of Erev Yom Kippurim. So therefore, they should be matri Yom Kippur. If it falls out on a Tuesday, they should make it fall out on a Wednesday. Gzeire shema yishchayit benoif. So let us see what Rashi says. Shechaliyos b'sheini b'Shabbos, shetzricha laharbeis pesuda achara Shabbos, shu erev yom haKippurim, yitche l'shlishi b'Shabbos. So let us make, when we're mesada the chadoshim, so we should make that Yom Kippur should fall out shlishi b'Shabbos on Tuesday, Shema Yishchet, and so therefore, so Erev Yom HaKippurim is Monday, so then there's no chash, because if Yom Kippur falls out on Monday, Shema Yishchet ben Oif letzeirech sudes mocho, he might go and shechta ben Oif letzeirech sudes mocho. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Hosom tuterutzim. Teretz number one. Hosom de le nafshei loy torit. There, the whole purpose of the suda is for himself. It's a private suda, so he doesn't have so much pressure on himself. So he's not torit, so he won't forget that today is Shabbos. Hoched la'acherim, but here we're speaking about if the be'ilim will be Meitzoi Shabbos. So this is a suda for others. So this is a much greater pressure. So here he might become torud and forget that it is Shabbos. La'acherim torud. Inami, another teretz. Hosom islei rafche. By the suda of Erev Yom Kippurim. So the mitzvah is Sunday to make a suda. So Shabbos, he's not pressured for time. The suda has to be Sunday. So Memele, we're not afraid that he'll be torud in this chiyev suda and he'll shecht on Shabbos. But hoche lesle rafche. But the suda that was made, the covered the be'ila rishayna, was right meitzoi Shabbos. He doesn't have too much time to prepare. So therefore, Chazal asked to be boil meitzoi Shabbos the be'ila rishayna. So the Gemara says, Ashte the osis lahochi. Now, since you are machadish, that the Yisrael Meitzoi Shabbos is Shema Yishchoit Ben Oif, is Erev Shabbos Namik Zeira Shema Yishchoit Ben Oif. Now, let us see Rashi. Isle Ravche Lishchoit Balayla Shasude Eino Adla Mocho. Hocheles le'rafcha, shasude balaylo achar ha-shabbos, mishecheshecho miyad. Right after Havdolah, people started coming for the sude. So it was a tremendous pressure. So memele, he might come to shecht in Shabbos. Let us see Teisves. Shemo yishchit ben oif. Yesh kersim boy oif, not ben oif, boy oif. He might shecht in Shabbos an oif. So, lochere, if we're geiris boy oif, afal gav the Shabbos loshen the kevi. So it should have said, shema yishchoit bo oif. Dersiv mechaleleho mois yumos. So Tosfos says, that's not gefährlich. Ochenami aviloshen zocho. Shabbos is also a loshen zocho, kol ha'oise boi meloche. Shemer Shabbos mechale loy. So memele, so for goyre, shema yishchoit boi oif, it's not gefelech, because Shabbos is a loshen zocho also. Then also, v'shape gesine nami ben oif. We could be goyres ben oif also. The derech b'nei odom lishchoit harakim v'haktanim. The derech is we shecht the young oifes. Kedersiv shnei b'nei yoine, which means the young yoinim. Per kamed kedushin osim ben oif male ben soin shekein kov aloy. So also we see there's a psa'inyan of a ben soin, a ben oif. Elo miyato, yoim ha-kipurim shechaliyois b'sheini. So the Gemara asked Akasha, if we are afraid that due to the chiyev su'ude, he might come and be mechalo Shabbos, so if it is a sudas erev yoim ha-kipurim, on Sunday he might come to be mechalo Shabbos. Teime, so Tosfos asks, Amai nokat Yom Kippurim. Why did he chap on Yom Kippurim, which is a Yom of a Sude, Shamar bin Boy Besude, Lehavi Elo Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Kedisnan, Bedalet Prokim Bashone, המיכה בהימה לחברי צורך להידיעי אמא מחלתי לשחית. וכדברי רבי יוסי הגלילי אף ערב יום הכיפורים בגולות. דהלוכה איז דת איסוי ואיס בנוי איז אוסה לשחית ביום אחד. During the year, if a moiche sold the mother, he does not have to think that the mother will be geschochten today. So mameli is not mechuyev to be meidia when there's another loikeach on the son of the mother that he shouldn't shecht because althis of oisev es benoi. There's dalet prokim bashone that the loikhim, when they purchase, the purpose of the purchase is to shecht immediately. So, bedalet prokim bashona hamoicha behem lechaveirei tzorich loidiyoi imo machalti lishchait. So, he should know that you can't shecht the son. Ochedivrei rabbi yosi aglili af erev yoim hakipurim begolot. Rabbi Yosi, now these Dalet Prokim Bashana are Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Shavuos, Erev Hoshana Rabbe, and Erev Pesach. These are the four Prokim Bashana. Uchedivrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili af Erev Yoim HaKippurim Begolo. And according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so Erev Yom Kippur was also as man that they were marbim besude, so they had to be medim Erev Yom Kippur also. So this is Shitas Rabbi Yosi Aglili Begolul, and it seems the Chachamim are chaylik. The Chachamim hold that Erev Yom Kippurim there wasn't such a large demand for behemoths. So there wasn't such a ribui sude, it would seem. So when the Gemara wants to ask that we should be chayish, he might shecht on Shabbos if the next day is a day shemarbim boi besude. So why did the Gemara chap on Erev Yom HaKippurim, which is only according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, as man shemarbim boisude? Let's chap on one of the Dalet Prokim, which according to everyone is as man shemarbim boisude. That they shecht behemis that day. And he might, als mitoich tirdosoi, he might go and be magdim de shchite in Shabbos. Amai lo inok et chad midalet prokim dave lekul almen. V'yesh loima, de be'erev yoim ha-kipurim hoyu regilim laharbois ba'oifais ubedogim, kedemashme bebreishis rabe gabe yahu chayte de zovan nune, shumdahave yoim sliche ve'kapore. Ubahanu dalet prokim hoyu marbim bebehemois, the lekele migzer shemo yishchait. Now let's explain what Tosfos is answering. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, number one, that Erev Yom Kippur, one should eat. And Simon Tofresh Ches Yivdalid, Ein Loi Lechol Elo Macholim Kalim Lehis Akel, Kedei Shelo Yehei Soveya Umizgoe Kshayispalo. That's number one. So the menu should be a light menu Erev Yom Kippur, that one should not be Mizgoe Kshayispalo. Now, number two, Tosfos brings down a medrash. Now, the medrash in Bereishis Rabbe relates as follows. There was a chayit that went to the market to purchase a fish, and there was a mishoris of a sar who also was in that same market and was interested in purchasing the same fish. And each one was bidding, and the price went up, and then there was an exuberant amount that went up, I think, Yud Beis Dinrim, Yud Dalet Dinrim, and the Chayit purchased the fish for this amount. When the Mishoris of the Sar came back to the Sar, now he was waiting for his lunch, he was waiting for his fish, so he asked him, what's today? Why is there no fish today? So he told them there was only one fish on the market, and the price that was asked was Yudale Dindrim, and he said to the Sar, you know, between you and me, Yudale Dindrim for a fish, I understood you would not agree to spend so much money for a fish. So the Tsar called the Chayit, but he was hurt. Why was it that he bought the fish? I mean, there's a much greater necessity that the fish should be eaten by the Tsar. What chutzpah did he have to purchase the fish? So the Chayit came to him, and he told him that tomorrow is a day of Yom Shliche v'Kaporet, Rabbein Shel Mezmeichel, all the Avoynis, and lekoved hayoim, it would be most proper to purchase a fish. So Emerson Taisvis is saying over here that Taisvis is bringing a raya from the Medrash that the minig was bismaneim to eat dvorim kalim. That's what Taisvis is saying. Now, the reason for the minig, the Mechaber says, the reason for the minig was they did not want to eat dvorim kveidim, that they shouldn't be misgoyim b'yom ha-kippurim. Now, that what Tosfos had to bring a raya, that they were marbe besude an erev yom ha-kippurim, I mean, Tosfos is saying this has nothing to do with the Machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Chachamim. The Machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Chachamim is, did they have a mitzude, Bosa Be'ehema, Haner of Yom HaKippurim? And that Rabbi Yosi Aglili said in Golol, they used to eat meat. But in the Chachamim Achilek on that, but our Gemara is speaking about, now Tosfos is Messiah, the Lekel Lemigza Shema Yishchot, Pshat is as follows, that the Gzeire Mitoich Tirdosoi, he might come in Shech Aben Oif. So the whole Gzeire, the Mephoshim speak out, and why don't you speak about Shrit and what about Bishul? That means something that would involve a shihui, so he would chaper ready that it's Shabbos. Something that is done very quickly, he might be toich til dosrei, there might be a hesach hadas and a shikre that it's not Shabbos, he might come to do it. So, shchitas behemis, you don't shecht a behemis so quick, a behemis is not so cooperative as an oif. So, memele, So that what the Gemara mentioned Erev Yom HaKippurim, because Erev Yom HaKippurim is a day that the Marbe Besude Bedogim Azoishteiten Medrash, and Tosfos says who was in Boif Azoishteiten Noa Gemara, and therefore the Gzeire of Shema Yishchet Ben Oif applies on that Shabbos, the Shabbos before Erev Yom HaKippurim. Now that what Tosfos says, the Erev Yom HaKippurim hoye regilim laharbois ba'oifois ubedogim, meaning Tosfos had to bring a raya from a medrash in Abreishis Rabbe. He said, why didn't Tosfos bring this Chazal now from a posik that
that kol misane be'er yom kippur b'chi kiilu ochal kol oichal b'chi kiilu sane b'chi v'asiri could be from there is b'chlal not a raya that is an inyan laharbois bedogim b'oifis that is an inyan of kov, there's an inyan to eat. Perhaps one of the reasons Dachsach Med Rabbeinu Yonis says the mitzvah is that one should have koyach to fast on Yom. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave this mitzvah that one should have koyach to fast on Yom Kippur. So imishum ho, so perhaps bread and butter is also sufficient. Slav Davke, so Tosfos had to find a medrash that they were marbe besudas dogim lekoved ayoyim, and hu adin sudas ayim. And therefore, it was olol that he might come and shecht in Shabbos. So, that's the whole shakla v'taya of our Gemara. Zokta Gemara v'ayta. Iboyilo. Psula niseis berevi v'niv'eles berevi. Is a psula nival also berevi? And if we'll name on Berevi, L'chayre Kipshutei, we'll say it means Yom Revi, and it's done, even though Yisrael Kedoshim, so Bebayis Ofel, one is permitted to be boiled by Yom. So Memela, the Gemara declares, the Be'ila of Absula, can that be Berevi? V'loi chayshinen le'ikrurei daite, and I'm not chayish for ikrurei daite. That means if the bila is yom revi, then we have leil chamishi, and till yom chamishi could be he'll cool off a little bit and he won't go to bezin. Aydul me'psula niseis berevi v'niv eles b'chamishi. No. The Nesuim is berevi, but the Bila has to be b'chamishi d'chayshinu l'kruvei daitis. Alta takone, of Besula Nisais berevi, we're also mechayim that the Bila should be leil chamishi. Toshma, the Toni bar kapore, we learned a beraisa, Besula Nisais berevi, v'niv eles b'chamishi, Hoyol v'nemro boy brocha ledogim, because the brocha ledogim was nemro b'chamishi. So therefore, it's nivelas b'chamishi. Almone niseis b'chamishi v'niv eles b'shishi. Hoyol v'nemro boy brocha leodo. Now the Rabakapore. The only reason that Bar Kapore have given why Absule is Niv'eles b'chamishi is Taimo Mishum Broche. Als Broche, she should be Nivel b'chamishi. Avo Mishum Ikrurei Daite Loi Chashine. So Memele, so we're Poshet Ishaile. So it seems that Absule Meiker Adin, if a person is not Chayish Le Broche, so the she's niveles be'revi, be'yom revi. Let us see Rashi. V'loi chayshinen likurei daito im lo yimtza lo psulem. V'loi chayshinen sheyizkarer kasoy bahay pute. V'niveles b'chamishi mishetechshach b'revi. V'tikoneis leil chamishi. L'davoini, it seems to me that Rashi was meiridik marich over here. Rashi is saying v'niv eles b'chamishi, so Rashi seems to be saying mishetechshach b'revi, as soon as it becomes night, v'tikoneis leil chamishi. And it becomes Thursday, so v'niveles. So what is Rashi telling us over here? It seems like Rashi is telling us something like if there's a din of Tmimos by Sfiras HaOmer, you should sail. You should sail as soon as it becomes night. So here, v'nivelos b'chemishi mishetechshach b'revi v'tikones leil chamishi, so psula is nivelos. Now, there's something unclear. This Dibur HaMaschal of Rashi could be going on the Memra of Bar Kapore, or could be going on the boy of the Gemara. Twice it says, V'niv Elis B'chamishi. We have to know what Rashi is going on. Let us first try to explain, if we'll say it's going on Bar Kapore. The Toni Bar Kapore P'sula Niseis B'revi V'niv Elis B'chamishi. And on that, Rashi is saying, V'nivelis b'chamishi, mishetechshach b'revi, v'tikones leil chamishi. Modna loshen. Perhaps if Rashi is going on about Kapore, Rashi is telling us as follows. It says, b'yoyim chamishi, in Bereshis, It says, B'yom Chamishi says as follows. The Rabbi Yishom said, Yishritzu Amayim. Then, Vayivro Lekim Es Hataninim. And then there's a third pasuk, Vayivoruch Oysom, Puruvu Milu Es Amayim. Then it says, V'yere Vayivoyker Yom Chamishi. Now, not understanding Maisa Bereshis, which we are not capable of understanding, but al koponim, the rehitas loshen of the parshat would seem that the Rabbeinu Shlolem was oisik in the bria of the Yishritzu Amayim and the dogim and the taninim, the whole yom chamishi. That means yom chamishi was miyuchid for this bria. And then the pasuk is Mesayim vayevorech oisom Yishutzamayim vayivrolakim mesataninim vayevorech oisom v'yere vayivoyke yoim chamishi. So it would seem that if we'd be asked when was the broche of the dogim given, so we'll say, towards the end, at the end, for the pasuk first is mefaret the bria of the Yishritzu Amayim, and after the Gemara is mefaret the bria, the Gemara speaks about, and the pasuk speaks, after the pasuk speaks about the bria of the dogim and the taninim, then the pasuk says, vayevorech oisom. Then there was a broche. So lochere, this man of the broche, was, let us say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon for all practical purposes. So lochere, could be Rashi is coming to tell us over here, that what Bar Kapore says, psula niseis perivi viniv elis bechamishi, don't think Niveles Bechamishi means when this man, because of Broche the Dogim, when this man of the Broche was said to the Dogim. Because if that would be so, we'd lose our whole Kriri Daito. We want that the Bila should be at night, that he should be Yashkim Lebezn. So al kochoch pshat is the yoim shenemru boi brocha ledogim. So in that yoim already, it's kolul brocha, the whole yoim. So it could be that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, v'niv eles b'chamishi mishetechshach b'revi v'tikonis leil chamishi. That means as soon as it becomes leil chamishi, this brocha already. You don't have to wait for this man broche that was in the Sheisha Shimei Bereshis. Could be, that is Pshat and Rashi. Now, if Rashi is speaking about the Nivellus, it's very unclear what the Dibur HaMaschal is going on. We have Nivellus Bechamishi on the Gemara before. Pidulme besula nisais berevi, viniv eles bechamishi. The Gemara klared a shaila, it's not niv eles berevi, it's niv eles bechamishi. That's the shaila, because kiriri daita, chshinle kiriri daita. Now, if Rashi is going on this, so could be Rashi is telling us another chiddush. The Gemara is telling us that Absule is Niseis Perevi, but it's not Niveles Perevi. If it's Niveles Perevi, we could be Chayish Vikuri Daito. It has to be Niveles Bachamishi. Now, let us ask a pertinent question. Let us say Absule, let us say, from the Shkia, let us say, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, from the Shkia to Lailos, Zazman of Tzeis HaKechov, Mechveis, a 15-minute period, whatever it is, and then the Shkia, and then the Tzeis HaKechov. So Lahaloche, the Gemara is saying as follows. If a person was Noisei Apsule B'yoyim HaRevi, he's not permitted to be boil her a half an hour before the Shkia, because he clearly died her. But 20 minutes after the Shkia, he's allowed to be boil her, because that's called Psula Niseis Berevi, V'niv Eles Bachamishi. Now, that's very modne. That means if we're speaking about Ikuri Daito, some perhaps one would think that you have to be Ma'acha the Be'ile Samuch. That means if a half an hour before the Shkia we're afraid he might cool off, is 20 minutes after the Shkia he also might cool off. I mean, there's not too much of a time difference between the two Be'iles. So perhaps one might think Niv Eles Bechamishi means later in the evening, closer to the Hashkom Elebezn. So Rashi is saying, no, Niv Eles, according to the Tzad that you need Niv Eles Bechamishi, Bishet Techshach Berevi V'tikone Yisleil Chamishi, it's Niv Eles already. Could be that's what Rashi is coming to tell us. And perhaps to understand this, the Eglei Tal in the Hagdome brings from his father that his father had said the Mishnah in the first Mishnah in Broches is Mekasher, the mitzvah of Krishme, to the mitzvah of Achilas Trumen. Shekahanim nichnosim lechel betrumosom. So his father had said, what is the connection between Krishme and Trume? So he said, Be'emison, when a person is Tomei, with the Tvile he becomes Toyer. The Tvile is Metayer. Ba'afal Piken is the Haloch of Erev Shemesh. So Erev Shemesh, Pshat is, that Kol a day that a person was Tomei, so even though he becomes Nitar through the Tvila, he's not Tomei anymore, but the Yoin that he was Tomei, the Roshim of Tumer remains that day. When it becomes a next day, this is a new day, and this day there was no Roshim of Tumer, he's permitted to eat Tumer. And the same reason we find there's a mitzvah to learn Krishma in the morning and at night. By Mincha, there's no mitzvah to learn Krishma, even though there's an Inyan of Tefillah. So he brings down that the Inyan is because a Kabbalah's Eul Malchus Shemayim B'tchilas Hayoyim is sufficient for the whole day. At night, why do you have to learn Krishma? Because it's a new day. A new day, you need a new Kabbalah, Seil Malchus Shemayim. The Kabbalah of yesterday does not help from today. So could be im keinem anachnu, that that's what Rashi is telling us. Now, filu of Rashi isn't telling us this, but ha'or is be'emesin ha'or, l'choyre nivellus be'chamishi, there's no time when if nivellus be'chamishi, afilu be'tchilas knisis leil chamishi bilas mutter. And there is no shash of kriri das. And soif yoim revi, there is a shash of kriri das. So it could be that that's the Inyan. The Inyan is because this is a new day. And if it was, if the Bila was in the previous day, so there's a shash of kriri das. If the Bila was in Chamishi already, so then there's no shash of Ikuri Daito. Zogt Rashi weiter. Brocha le dogim pru urevu, pru urevu milu esamai. Oyel venemr boy brocha le odom pru urevu umilu esor. So the Gemara by the Rai, taime mishem brocha. Aber man, de loi koped abroche, mishum ikru ridaite, loi chayshinon, mishum hai purte, and he could be boil on, yom revi. Now let us see the Gemara further. Ihochi, so we were poishet the shayla, from this paraisa of Bar Kapor. So now the Gemara asks Akasha, Ihochi almone nami tiboil bachamishi. Why is an almone nival bacham bishishi? Tiboil bachamishi. Hoyil venemo boy brocho le dogim. And for the Gemara, two terutzim. One terutz is brochet the odem adifalei, v'inami mishum shoktu, desanyu mibnei ma'omru almone niseis b'chamishi, v'niv eles b'shishi, shim ato imer tiboil b'chamishi, lemocho mashkim lumnosoi, v'hoilech loy. Ishogdu chachomim al takonas benois yischor shishemeyach imo shloisha yomim, chamishi b'shabes, v'erev shabes, v'shabes. Now let us see Rashi. Beroche da'odem adifalei. That it's preferable that... that she should get married on she should be nivol on Friday. So now Rashi says, if broche de odom adifalei, so why by psule are we not chayish for this broche de odom? So Rashi says, umil bishishi loiti nose psule, the bizman oruch hacheni bishabes tosu daini chashini likruri. That's schrecklich. That means, there's sicher be kuri daite from Friday till Monday. Avo mervi ad chamishi loy chashina. Abo from revi, it was a bile, berevi ad chamishi loy chashina. Now the Gemara said a second teretz, why is almon and niseis b'yoyim achamishi mishum shogdu? That means if lemocho mashkim lum nose boilech, shem mishte almain balmone ele yemechot ken lakamo bepilkin. So therefore they said, almon anisis b'yem chamishi b'shabes yem chupe. B'shishi b'shabes he stays home als tachibas bie, which was b'shishi, nivellas b'shishi. So memele, and then Shabbos he's also home. So Memele, so the new husband will be akaponim misameich his wife 3 days. Now let us see Tosfos. Ihochi almone nami tiboil bachamish. What's the Ihochi? Perish. Bishloi mehavetoni bebraise de psule niv eles bachamishi mishumikure daita kidiki beboilon. If Bar Kapora would have said that the reason of the Be'ile on Thursday is al sikure daite, v'loi mishum brocha ledogim, the loich shive, brocha is not choshev, o brocha ledogim loich shive, avenechelon ba'almone deniv elas b'shishi, mishum brocha. So now you understand, abol hashte de time of the psula mishum brocha, almone nami tiboil b'chamishi. Now, I saw in Tosfos HaRosh, perhaps Tosfos also learned like this, that the Tosfos HaRosh says, pshat in this Ihochi, he says like Tosfos, but he's moisif one nekude. He says, be'emison, the Gemara's kasha is, that why were they mesaken two different days of Nisuin? One for a psula and one for an almone. If it says that the psula nisayis v'yem hachamishi and the nivelus v'yem hashishi mishum brocha da adam. So if we see that brocha de dogim is something, brocha de dogim is a sibe that the be'ila should be b'yoyim ha'chamishim. Brocha the dogim al kaponim has a hashpo on the chosin and kale. So then, an almone and a psula should both get married b'revi, and it should be nivelas b'chamishi. That is pshate ihochi. That means if brocha the dogim is a brocha legabi chosin and kale also, and the only reason, we don't have no legitimate reason for the Thursday, Friday, only because Friday is Brocha de Yodom. But if Brocha de Dogim is also a Brocha, so let an Amone and a Psula, let everyone get married the same day, the Revi, and it'll be Nivelas Bachamish, and we have Brocha. Why did Chazal split it? If the whole reason of the Nivelas Bachamish would be altikurei daite, so forget. So, by psula there's an union of ikurei daite, so therefore we can't look at brocha, we have other cheshbainis. By almone there's no problem, so let's look at brocha, so then we understand it beautifully. So psula he says, b'yoyim ha'navi, a day before yeshiva's bezn, after 3 days of shogdu, so then, and almone, all these problems are not negeya, so and fakel, so let's look for brochas. But if you're telling me that the niveles b'chamishi is letzerech broche, and a broche the dogim is also a broche, so why are we splitting an almona from a psula? That was pshat in the gemara. That's pshat in the yochi. So what did the gemara answer on this kasha? On this kasha, the gemara says to terutzim. That is true, a broche de dogim is a broche for the chosam v'kala. But broche de odem adif, a broche de odem is better than a broche de dogim. So memele, so that is why we were ma'achar this man nisuin of an almon. Inami, mishum shogdu, or another reason, could be you are 100% right. The gabi broche, there's no difference between broche de dogim and broche de odom. So mitzad, that Indian, you're 100% right, both of them should get married on Wednesday and be nivel on Thursday. But if this would occur, there'd be a calamity because Friday the new chosan would be yashkim lemalachtoi. Inami mishum shogdu. V'im toim v'heichi motza l'meime mishum shogdu. Haba b'raise k'toni behedye mishum brocha. The first b'raise about Kapora said, Almone Niseis Yoy Machmishim Nibeles Beshishi Mishim Roche Yes, Raiwa Yer Hai Shinduya Have a Perish Abrais Hochi Almone Niseis Bachamishi Binibeles Beshishi Perish Mishim Shogdu Kemoishim Afurish Bebrais Acheres Bim toima mishem broche de dogim hoilem lo niach takona shogdu. Aylo choyre, you should be mevater. De simche of sholesh yomim because of the broche. That means this simche is zachosh vizach, it's vesimach as ishtoi, it's about. But look at the price we're paying. Because of this shock to, they're losing out on the broche. So, hoyom yirtagat lechoshu lekach, hoyom bishishi nami nemro brocho lo'odo. This is also nemro brocho lo'odo. So, memelo, we are not losing out. It's a moiridika lima dachsame from this taisvis, it's a moiridika hadroche, that if there, we want that the chasne, the zivik should be a success. And there are two inyonim that can make it successful. One that'll start off, al kaponim libi mesameach oiso sholosh yomim, that's a tivius dike anhoge to ensure the success of the issues. And then there's a broche, that if they're married in the day that nemro boy broche, so that's more or less not a tivius dike insurance for success, but that's a ruchni is dike Yaim that's mesugal to get married. And we see from this taisvis that if a person is kedai to be mevater on the tiviestike hishtadlis in order to be zeicher to broche, that was the Gemara's kasha. That was Kapore's kasha. Bar Kapore held that if there wouldn't be a broche de odom yoim, broche de odom is just as good as broche de dogim. It's not better than broche de dogim according to the second teretz. But al kaponim, if there wouldn't be a broch, it would be kedai to me mevater and shogdu in order to chaparain broch the dogi. My ike bein broch le shogdu. That's the Gemara further. Zog the Gemara weiter. My ike bein broch le shogdu, ike binayu odom botul inami yontev shchaliyos be'erev Shabbos. So trashi odom botol, amandi oma broche di odom adife. If yod broche di odom adife, avzu ti boil beshishi. So even though he's an odom botol, there's no problem, he's gonna be home, he's home the whole time. He's never mashkim lemelachta. So memele, but als broche de odom adif, it should be tiboil b'shishi. Laman de yom amishim shogdu, if elis b'chamishi, toloi yashkim le'umnosoi. So l'cheir nivelis b'chamishi, if he wants, it can be nivelis b'chamishi. There's no problem of yashkim le'umnosoi. Let us see Taisvus. Ma'i ike b'im broche le'shogdu, afol gav, because what's the kasha my ike bein broche l'shogdu? There's a miridike chilek. Broche, a person is an option. If he wants the broche, it's tovi olo broche. If he doesn't want the broche, it's nisht. שוטו איזה תקונה, אבל גבדה משום ברוכה לא מקרי עבריון, מקומו כמבוי לא מולי טיימא דה ברוכה. Why do you need the time of broche? That's what the Gemara says. Why do you need the time of broche? So the Gemara says, you need the time of broche. Mein Odom Bottle. Or it's Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos. Inami boi maike bein lishne de mishani broche de odom adifalei, or can say a different shot. But the Gemara is asking, we had two mahalchem. One mahalch was the broche de odom adifalei, and the second lotion is that no, it's not adifalei, no, the old shogdu. U mishani, so the Gemara answers, the ike binayu, a difference will be between those lishone, these two mahalchim odom bottle, inami yontev shechaliyos be'erev Shabbos. The lishne, the time of the b'raisa mishum shogdu. According to the time of the b'raisa mishum shogdu. V'loi mishum broche, that means broche. There's no mile of broche the odom over broche the dogim. Hoche the leke shogdu niveles emirze b'chamishi. So if he wants, will be niveles b'chamishi. Aval alish nekame, the time of the b'rais mishim broche. Ki the mashma pashit the b'rais, and what? Because broche the odom adife. Fill the bottom bottle beyond the shali is perev Shabbos, the lake mishim shogde, because moke mishim broche ti boil bishishi, because broche doda madife. Vafilu lahai lishne, ilav she tiknu mishim shogdu, she broche luchud loyo yukoivim yom kedvrish loga bevitinose bechet bishabbos. Because of broche alone, they wouldn't be kevei ayoim. But now that they were kevei ayoim already, because of shogdu, now already, there's a halacha that one should be, get married bechemishi, and he says, nivellus bechishi, by an odom bottle, even though the whole time is only mishum broch. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Doresh bar kapore. Gedoilem maisei tzadikim yoiser bimaisei shamayim v'oretz. Maisei tzadikim are greater, accomplish more than maisei shamayim v'oretz. The ilu. B'maisei shamayim v'oretz k'siv af yodi yoste oretz v'mini tipro shamayim. So, maisei shamayim v'oretz, the oretz was created b'yad smoil, and the shamayim was created b'yad yamin. V'ilu b'maisei yedeim shel tzadikim. See, this is speaking about the Beis HaMikdosh. Ksiv mochein l'shivtecho pa'alto Hashem. Mikdosh Hashem koinenu yodecho. Let us see Rashi. G'doylem maisei tzadikim imaisei yitziras shamayim v'oretz. Mishum ba'kapor nokelo da'iri le'el pa'godet. Af yodi chodeyot, mikdosh maise yedei tzadikimu. This is maise yedei tzadikim, and it says, koinenu yodecho. To understand a little bit this gemara, the Marsho explains, by the Bria Shamayim v'oretz, we find the Shemayim was created b'yad yamin, and the Eretz was created b'yad smoil. And he explains that the inyan of yad yamin and yad smoil is that
יד ימין is מידס הרחמם, and יד שמאל is מידס הדין, מידס הגבורה, is מידס החסד. And Shemayim was created with Rachmim, and Oretz, it seems, was created with Gvura, with Din. In the Beis HaMikdosh, they were able to be Mitzaref, Din in Rachmim. So that's the Inyan of Koinonu Yodecho. That means, through the Beis HaMikdosh, that means, what is something that is, that means Shemaim is only Rachmim and Oretz is only Din, that is not as Choshuv as Adovo that is Metzaref Rachmim Imadin. So that's Gdoile Maisei Tzadikim Imaisei Shemaim Boretz. Agavuche, he says, that is why the Boinim of the Mishkan were Bezalel that came from Shevet Yehuda. And in Shevet Yehuda you have the Shem Havaya Nichtu B'miluyay. That's Kulei Rachmim. And then Oliyov Mishevet Don. And Don is Maramez Handin. Don Yodi Namoy. That means that the Shevet Don is a Netiya Tedin. So the idea Bezalel Letzarev Oishi Shenivro Bem Shemayim Vaoretz, so he says that's the Oishi Shenivro Bem Shemayim Vaoretz, that is you're able to Metzarev, Shemayim was Berachmim and Oretz was Bedin, and he was able to be Metzarev them both. Let us go a little further. Heishiv Bavli Echod V'Rabchi Yishmoy. So what are you telling me? That Oretz was created with one yad. It says V'Yabeshes Yodov Yotzoru. So it says Yodov with two yadayim. So the Gemara answers Yodoy Ksiv. It says Yodoy. So the Gemara says, Vohoksiv Yotzoru. Here you can tell me Yaksiv, but it says Yotzoru Aloshin Rabim. So Al-Kochach, there was a Yetzire through two Yodayim. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Yotzoru Etzba Oisov. That means the Loshin Rabim was speaking about one Yad with Etzbois. So the Etzbois were Yotzer, the Yabeshes, but it's one yad. Kidechsiv, ki eresh omecho, masei etzboisecho, just like the Shemayim, which was created biyad yamin, but the Pasuk says, it's masei etzboisecho, yereich v'choichovim asher keinonto. So the Oretz, which was created biyad smayla, is also ma'isei etzbo yisecha. So memeila, so that's good. The loshen rabbi meisve ashamayim misaprim kevoid keil u'ma'isei yodov magid horakia. So the Gemara answers, Ochi Koma. Ma'isi Yodav Loshen Rabim, Ma'isi Yedeim Shel Tzadikim Mi Magid Horekia U'Mayniu Moto. Let us see Rashi. Ochi Koma, Hayu Ma'isi Yodav B'Ma'isi HaTzadikim Ksiv Shekruyim Ma'isi Shelohem Maise Yodov Shalakodish Bolchu. He says their Maise is called Maise Yodov Shalakodish Bolchu. Vochikoma. Umaise Yodov do Maise Yatzadikim Magid Horikia. Sherekia Meid Aleihem Labriyeshem Sadikim Shemispalulum Alakshomim Umoto Yoyreit. The Marsha explains Alpi Darkoi that
The Maise Yodov is the Tzir of Rachmi Mindin, and the Hashpor of Moto Min HaShamayim Ala Oretz is, that's Gvura is Kshomim, that means there's a Gvura involved, there's a Midas HaDin, which becomes Mekusher to Midas HaRachmim, Metzur to Midas HaRachmim, and that brings about Yeridos Kshomim. And that's Maise Tzadikim, who are Metzarev, Maise Shemayim Boretz. Dorash Par Kapo, Maidach Si, V'yosei Tiyel Lechol Azeinecho, Al Tikre Azeinecho, Elo Al Oiznecho, Shim Yishma Odom Dovo Sheinei Hogun, Yoniach Etzboi Bo'ozno. So before we, let us see, Toisves. Tilo B'Shmaivos K'siv Af Yodi, Tamash Mechode. Af Agav, the Messiah Kro, V'Yemini Tipcho Shemaim. So there's two hands. Va'oma b'shili ya'koymetz rabo di'yad ha'inus mo'el, im kein ta'artik, see, faktach toisves, shamayim va'oretz was also with two yadayim, the smo'el ala oretz, yimin ha'shamayim, mikomokim b'chad ma'isa leke elochad, so toisves says that's true, but each ma'isa was with one yad, shamayim was with yad yamin, and Oretz was with Yad Smoil. Ava b'maisa tzdikim, b'chad maisa k'may b'eis ha-migdash, k'siv tarti yadayim. Here there was a tziruf of two yadayim. Pachsmi daf losh talsu, just like we have a yesod, that ein edoyme merubi moise mitzvah, ki yichide moise mitzvah, so it's ein edoyme a maisa of shte yadayim, the Maise of Chadya. Hainu the Omar Abelozo Bibnei Maatz Boisov Shel Odom Doimus Liyasaydis. Abelozo said, why are the Etzboisov Shel Odom Doimus Liyasaydis? Usidoimisli Yesaidis means that, so the Gemara first understood what is the Shaila? My time. In what way are they doimisli Yesaidis? Ilaime Mishum de Machalkon, because they're split, they're five different fingers. Kolchoda vachoda le milse yavide. Each finger has a different purpose. Doma ma, zuzere, zukmitze, zuame, zuetzpa, zagoidl. Lama ta meshupiski yisayde, shim yishma odom dovo sheine hogon yaniach etzpa oisov beozno. Let us see Rashi, yaniach etzpa oisov yishifuye ki yosei. My time claim be my doimiski yisaydeis. Inaimo de mechalkon shmechuloki zumizu veino mechuborish yachat. Schode chode le milse kushi kolaches yesh botzerech av betzolchei govoya. Suzeres minaktane moidinim zeres sholchoishin zukmitzem etzbasheitze laktane maschilin likmoitz chayfe sholish atzbois lapas yodoi. Hakmitze v'amo v'etzpa v'koymet, so amo me hagdoilo moididin amo binyin, v'amas binyin, v'amas kelim, that means the amo ends by this finger, not by the other fingers. So etzpa l'mat domim shalchata, so siv bei betzboi, z'agoido l'boi n'yadarane de metzayre. So the Gemara says, no, mishupois. Shemish madam davishena hogem yenich etzboisov ba'oznov. Ze goydol rasita isviz, peirish bekuntusunyem boyin yadim mitzoyre, veniridim kein aval elmeme ze boyin, not goydol, void afilu lemachalki motzi mashvi al boyin, shukotza mikula, veniridim kmitze koma,
כדסנן מויחק בגוידל מלמיילו, אבל ביודי אחרס לא יכול לעשות, זה בינן עבודה בימין. Just like to mention, the Marsho says, the Posik says, V'yod tiyeh lecho michutz lamachne. So he says, Amor deke pshat, the Marsho. We're speaking about the machne of Mulchome. So the Posik is telling us, V'yod tiyeh lecho, you have a shimush of a yad b'chutz l'machne molchome, and that's the machne shchine. There you need a yod. When it comes to molchome, it's you don't need a yod. Koichi v'oitzim yodi osali esachayel azeh. You don't need a yod. It's the Rebbeinu Shlomo that's making the molchome. V'yod yelocho. When do you have a need for a yod? Michutz l'machne shel molchome. There is an inyan of yod in the machne shchine. There is a tzeirich of yodoi for these five inyanim.